huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up, an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Now, this is somewhat of a new concept or a test for me and for you. So I used to run an accountability online coaching program. And what I would do is set up an accountability thread in our Facebook group where everyone could share their weekly or monthly goals and keep each other accountable. And so in this video, I'm going to enable you to do the same thing, but I've got a kind of another reason for doing this. So what I'm going to do in a moment is encourage you to join the Disruptive Entrepreneur community. And in that community, I'm going to start today a brand new goals and accountability thread. I don't think people talk about goals enough. I don't think they set enough goals. And bear with me because I've got a story about this. And I think that when all is said and done, it's all about accountability, isn't it? When all is said and done, more is said than done. So I'll link in the comments, but I have a Facebook group called the Disruptive Entrepreneurs Community. Many of you will be a member, many of you not. Join when you're ready. Just search into Facebook, Disruptive Entrepreneurs Community. And as soon as I've finished this episode, I'm then going to create this thread and encourage you to share your weekly or monthly goals. Now, I'm kind of killing two birds with one stone here. Need to give you a little bit of context. So I was very grateful and fortunate to interview Mark Victor Hansen on my podcast literally just last week. Now, Mark Victor Hansen is somewhat of a legend. He has sold 500 million books worldwide. He's written and collaborated on 312 books, and he has sold more than 500 million books. I think it's something like 370 million in Asia and China, etc. I mean, that is just unbelievable. And we've quickly become friends. And it's very quick how we've hit it off. This is one of the great things about having a podcast is you sometimes really click and gel with your guests. You know, I've had many friends like Jake Wood and Kevin Clifton and Katie Piper and people like that who have become really good friends of mine. I'm getting loads of messages while I'm here live since getting to know them on my podcast. So Mark's been giving me loads of introductions. I've been giving him loads of introductions. And what he's done is he's asked me to create a video, record a video for him. And what that video is, I saw Mark speak, heard Mark speak. It must have been 7 years ago now. And I used to set 2, 3, 4 goals a year thinking that, I was being pretty productive. And Mark Victor Hansen said to me, he said, you need to at least have 101 goals or 200 goals. And if you only achieve half of them, then of course you're still cooking on gas. You're still achieving big time, aren't you? So I scrapped the old notion of setting one goal and three goals a year and started setting 150, 200, 250 goals a year. Mark Victor Hansen himself inspired me to do that. And since then, I've got some pretty good results, and I'm going to read some of them to you now. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to kill two birds with one stone, three birds with one stone. Bird number one is you need to join the Disruptive Entrepreneur Facebook group. I'm going to start a goals and accountability thread, and every week you can share your goals in there and we'll keep each other accountable. That's bird with stone one killed. Number two is I'm going to share with you some of the goals that I achieved because I've been told by Mark Victor Hansen that these are pretty inspiring. And then number three, I'm actually recording this as a testimonial video for Mark Victor Hansen. So Mark Victor Hansen, he's going to use this video to, you know, share and inspire his audience because I inspired him. So are you ready? Make sure you join the Disruptive Entrepreneur Facebook group after this. So, hi, it's Rob Moore here. And Mark Victor Hansen inspired me greatly. And I wanted to share the story with you. So I'm host of the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast, which now has listeners in 204 countries. And I was very privileged to have Mark Victor Hansen as a guest on my podcast recently. I became a millionaire between the age of 30 and 31, starting my business age 27. And so I thought I was doing quite well. And I saw about 7 years ago, Mark Victor Hansen speak. And he was saying that there's no point setting a few goals. That's you're playing much too small. You should set at least 101 goals. And it just really floored me. He said, if you only achieve half of them, you're still achieving probably 10 times what you would achieve if you set 5 goals. And it really just stopped me in my tracks. So from that day, I started setting 100, 150, 200, sometimes 250 goals a year. And Mark and I have quickly become friends. And he asked me to share some of those goals that I've achieved since he inspired me to set more goals. So here they are. This is just a brief list. I'm sure I've missed some. And I hope that it in turn inspires you too. So I set a goal to learn to fly the helicopter. I achieved that at age 29. I set a goal to become a millionaire. I achieved that at 31. Decamillionaire probably by about age 35 or so, maybe a bit later. Set a goal to to win a business or company of the year. Achieved that in 2016. Set a goal for my son to be in the world championships. He played in the world under six at age 5 and age 6. He's got 8 hole-in-ones now by age 7. I set a goal to set up a foundation, not in my 60s, but in my 30s. I set that up age 27. I set a goal to raise £1 million for charity. I achieved that a few years ago. I used to ride by this house on my push bike in Peterborough, which was my dream house. I used to look at it and close my eyes. I bought that house 6 years ago. I had a dream to have a Ferrari Testarossa ever since I was a kid. I achieved that and bought that car outright with cash. I had a goal to be a very prolific podcaster. I've now done 600 episodes on The Disruptive Entrepreneur and 150 episodes of my podcast. Money. I had a dream to become a best-selling author. I've now written 20, I've finished 18 books and I'm writing another 3. So that'll be 21 when they're finished. I had a goal to be on a major TV show and I was on primetime TV on Living on a TV show called Get a Life as a mentor. Set a goal to break a world record. I broke the world record for the longest ever public speech marathon, which was 47 and a half hours straight. I set a goal to be a mentor. And now I mentor many UK celebrities and business owners and have created many millionaires, which feels really good. I set a goal to get a black belt in martial arts. I've actually got 2 brown belts, although I'm very rusty. So I'm not quite there, but I'm still pushing that one. Set a goal to have a property portfolio. I now own, co-own and manage over 750 rental units and a letting agency. I set a goal to have multiple streams of income. That'd be good as well. Scream income. Set a goal to have multiple streams of income. And now I have 9 different income streams, including books and information and properties, and, you know, various companies that I run. I set a goal to interview the world's most inspiring people. And now I've interviewed 14 billionaires, as well as some of the world's most famous people, including the most famous actress in Game of Thrones. That was a great privilege. I've become friends with many of those now. Weirdly, I set a goal to pay millions of pounds in taxes, and I've definitely achieved that through gritted teeth, of course. But of course, you know, we've got to generate revenue for society, haven't we? I set a goal to be a great employer, and we're almost at 100 staff now and a contributor to our local community. We have hundreds of outsourcers as well and local tenants and, you know, the revenue and the employment that we generate. I set a goal to be the UK's largest training company in my niche. We achieved that around about 2016. Set a goal to be a global company, and actually lockdown helped me with that. So thank you, lockdown. Set a goal to get the best mentor, and I've been working with people like John DeMartini, who I think is fantastic. Set a goal to create random acts of kindness every day and do good for the world. And I try and tick that off every single day. And I also wanted to live more, love more, laugh more, and try new things every day. So Mark Victor Hansen, Thank you for inspiring me to go from a few goals to hundreds of goals. I believe I've got thousands yet to achieve. Mark has kindly agreed to speak at my Young Entrepreneur Summit for my foundation, and I want to help as many people on this planet start and scale their business and get a better financial education, especially young and underprivileged entrepreneurs. And if any of you are in any hesitation as to whether you should learn from, study, or work with Mark Victor Hansen, I can't recommend him enough. He's a lovely man, and like I said, we've quickly become friends, and you should work with him for sure. So Mark, thank you for inspiring. Okay, so please join the Disruptive Entrepreneur Facebook group. I'm going to whack up a quick accountability thread now. Let's share more goals. I encourage you to set more goals, and let's make a bit more of a difference on this planet. You should be stepping up. You can achieve way more than I think you currently are achieving. And that definitely made a big difference on my life, and hopefully pay it forward to you. And you can look back and go, I remember when Rob did that podcast and live video on setting more goals. And thanks to that, I've achieved hundreds more goals and made much more of a difference on this planet. So thanks for tuning in. I love you all. Join the Disruptive Entrepreneur Facebook group, where I'm going to get this rolling. And remember this, if you don't risk anything, you risk it.